So the epistle for the 13th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Galatians chapter 3. Brethren, to Abraham were the promises made, and to his seed. He saith not, and to his seeds as of many, but as of one. And to thy seed, which is Christ, now this I say, that the testament which was confirmed by God, the law which was made after 430 years, doth not annul, so as to make void the promise. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Why then was the law? It was set because of the transgressions, until the seed should come to whom he made the promise, being ordained by angels in the hand of the mediator. Now a mediator is not of one, but God is one. Was the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could give life, verily justice should have been by the law. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by the faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 17. At that time, as Jesus was going to Jerusalem, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain town, there met him 10 men that were lepers, who stood afar off and lifted up their voice, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Whom when he saw, said, Go show yourself to the priest. And it came to pass, as they went, they were made clean. And one of them, when he saw that he was made clean, went back with a loud voice, glorifying God. He fell on his face before his feet, giving thanks. And this was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were not 10 made clean? And where are the 9? There is no one found to return and give glory to God but this stranger. And he said to him, Arise, go thy way, for thy faith had made thee whole. Please be seated. Were not 10 made clean? In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. We have in the Gospel accounts the 10 lepers that came to our Lord beseeching him to cleanse them of their leprosy. That is something that spiritual authors talk about, the leprosy also implying that it is sin. And then we have, obviously, only the one that comes back. Our Lord told them, go show yourself to the priest. When one noticed that he was clean, he came back to give glory and thanks to God. It's a good reminder to us of the gratitude we should have to Almighty God for what he has given to us. And I think that ties in, obviously, with our pilgrimage coming up. You know, we've talked before, a few Sundays ago, about the idea of reparation, which is one of the hallmarks of making a pilgrimage. Of making it in a true spirit of reparation, but certainly also a hallmark of a pilgrimage is one of thanksgiving. Of being thankful to Almighty God for the graces that he has given to us, whether us individually or then obviously as a parish, certainly is one of the means that the pilgrimage was founded on. Thankful to God for the graces that have been given to the parish, and that was a means of trying to show that back to God. Being thankful to him, making this sacrifice of a 50-mile pilgrimage. Granted, it started off a little bit shorter because of the location of the church, but once the church was built here, making the 50 miles in thanksgiving to God for the graces that he has given to us. And so both of these things are something that is truly hallmarks of any pilgrimage that people make. When you see the society running the different pilgrimages to the different areas, different places, I mean, one, it is certainly to beseech God for graces, but also it is a good idea and a good spirit to have that we do offer to thanksgiving to God. So it's maybe something our prayers were answered, and that's something that we can do, obviously, if we have the ability to do so. But at least we have some places here locally that we can go. And we're blessed to have the Shrine of Mother Cabrini just 50 miles from us. There's also the Shrine of St. Anne in Arvada, where there's a relic of St. Anne. Different places that we can go to that are close to us to give thanksgiving to God. And so that's where I, you know, as I say, I think it is good for us to look at both ideas, one of reparation, one of gratitude, one of thanksgiving that we give to God when we're about to embark on our pilgrimage. I think it's also fitting Sunday when we have this gospel account where it touches on the whole sense, the whole idea of gratitude to God, being thankful for what he has given to us. So it's important for us to have that sense. I just came back from our retreat that we made out in Los Gatos. I do appreciate your prayers. Definitely you were in my prayers and sacrifices each day. It was a beautiful opportunity. There were only two conferences, so the priest, the retreat master, gave us a lot of time for prayer and reading and thinking on our own. If you've ever been to Los Gatos, you know that it lends itself to thinking of the glory of God. Many different trails, many different places that you can make. There's Stations of the Cross outside. So it was a beautiful opportunity to truly think on our vocation, think about what God has given to us. But the retreat was based off of the Beatitudes, which obviously we know at the Beatitudes, it talks about the happiness that is to come. Blessed are these people. And then our Lord gives then a promise to that. And so it was good for us to also meditate upon what is to come for us. Looking at some of the individual Beatitudes, looking and seeing what God has in store for us. And so it's good for us then to consider and be thankful to God for what he has done for us, what he has given to us, but then also the means for us to obtain that. And so that's why I say, you know, in thinking about a pilgrimage too, we've talked before about that a pilgrimage gives us a sense of going to heaven because it's going to a holy place. And so by having the opportunity for the last 5-6 days of meditating upon our blessedness, our happiness that is to come, it's a good reminder to come back, keep coming back to the fact of that this life is a mere stepping stone to the next. It's an anticipation for that happiness that God holds out to us if we live a good life, if we live a life pleasing to God. And so as I say, you know, when we look at the pilgrimage as we go out, to truly have that spirit of being thankful to God. And so that's where tying in these two ideas, yes, we need to make reparation. Certainly with the blasphemous act that is coming up tomorrow, we can certainly include that in our pilgrimage as we walk the 50 miles, as we try to offer to God the little inconveniences, the struggles, the trials that maybe the pilgrimage will bring. But we also have to be thankful to God. I mean, and I think that's why it's so important that our Lord brings out the fact of, weren't there 10 that were made clean? You know, in a sense, why is there only one that has come back? And one being, obviously, the Samaritan, being the one that the Jews looked down upon, the foreigner. Why is it that he is the one that comes back to give thanks to God? And so that's why it's good for us to contemplate these things before heading out on our pilgrimage. As I say, regardless of whatever means you can try to help in the pilgrimage, whether you're walking it, whether you're a support vehicle, whether you're helping with the food, whether you donate either food or drinks or money toward it, or you just stay at home and you offer your prayers and your sacrifices for it. I mean, to have these two things, these two reminders, spirit of reparation and a spirit of thanksgiving. And as I say, a pilgrimage is a taste for what is to come, the beatitude that is to come, the blessedness that is to come. But rereading, if you look over the Beatitudes found in Matthew chapter 5, I mean, you'll see what is asked of us, being clean of heart, being peacemakers, all these little things that God offers and shows, if you are these, this is what you will gain. This is what will come to you. And so I encourage you to look over the Beatitudes, to read them over and to see what God is holding out to us, Many of the spiritual authors, those that talk about the Bible, talk about how they are a summary of the Christian life, of how to live the Christian life. So if you want direction in how to get to heaven, read the Beatitudes. Live the Beatitudes. Read them over and see what God is holding out. But as I say, there is always something that is asked of us, and then there is a promise that is attached to it. And that promise is obviously always our blessedness, our happiness that is to come. So as I say, it was good to meditate upon them, to think about them and see, okay, where do we fall short? Where do we need to try to work on that? But as I say, when we look at this idea of gratitude, are we truly thankful to God for what He has given to us? Whether it's good health, whether it's possessions, whether it's graces, or whether it is trials and crosses, to be thankful to God. Because God knows what we need, when, where, how, why, all of these things. God knows exactly what we need. And sometimes it's stripping away our health, or it's stripping away our ability to do something. And that's what we need at that time. To sanctify the soul, to help us to get to heaven. Too often we sometimes think we know all the answers to everything. We know exactly what should happen, when it should happen, why it should happen. That's not the way that God works. Sometimes it runs contrary to what we think. We have to be resigned to God's will. We have to be open to God's will. And I think that's where it's important for us to be truly thankful for what God has given to us, what God has done for us. We have so much to be thankful for. Do we thank God for that? Do we have that gratitude? Are we like the Samaritan that comes back to give thanks to God? Or do we murmur? Do we say things, no, that's not the way I want it, God. This is the way it should be. Why haven't you listened to me? I know what's best for my life. And is that how we act before the eyes of God? God has placed us in our situation here and now. And why? All we can say, it is divine providence. It is the means for us to get to heaven. That is why St. Teresa of Lisieux had said at her time period, it is a great time to live. Because she said, this is the time period that God has ordained for me to live and to save my soul. Instead of looking at it in the opposite way, of why do I have to go through these crosses and trials, or why do I have to live in a world like this? I mean, God has placed us here and now in order to save our soul. It's up to us whether we do so or not. And that's where a strong faith, a strong trust in God is what is necessary. We see that, obviously, what our Lord said to the one leper who came back. So granted, he cleaned the 10 of them of this physical ailment. But only the last one is the one who received the spiritual cleansing too. Because he came back, because he gave thanks to God, that our Lord said to him, arise, go thy way, for thy faith hath made thee whole. So he received both. And again, our Lord has done that at different times for different reasons. But he is the one that received the most. The other ones, yes, they didn't have the leprosy any longer. But then you look at it in terms of, yes, they were cleansed of their physical, but what about spiritually? How were they spiritually? That we'll never know until Judgment Day. We'll never know what ended up happening to the 9 after that. But we do know at least at this time period, the Samaritan who came back, he received both a spiritual and a physical curing. So let us imitate him in his gratitude toward God. Let us truly be thankful to God. All of us have something to be thankful to Almighty God for. One, just our faith alone is to be thankful for. Maybe our life isn't exactly how we have it figured out or planned out. That's where we trust in God. We be thankful to Almighty God for what he has given to us, and truly keep this idea as we approach the pilgrimage for Friday and Saturday, having a true sense of reparation, but then also to be thankful for God for what he has given to us. That our Lord won't ask the question, where are the other ones? In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.